Looking at local news, first this breaking story. The Alaska Medical Employees Association called off its strike against Providence today. In a joint statement this morning, the union and the hospital announced that Providence will allow AMEA workers, which includes nurses, physical therapists, and support staff and others, to maintain their current sick leave benefits for another year and receive additional compensation now. Quote, "This short-term agreement allows everyone to come together and focus on what really matters most right now, the health of the Kodiak community as it faces the public health threat of COVID-19, end quote. The tentative agreement was made with the help of a federal mediator on Monday, according to the statement. AMEA is endorsing the plan to its members, who will take a vote on the agreement in the near future. We'll have more on that as it becomes available. KMXT is now hosting a morning talk show, which begins at 9 o'clock and runs until 10 o'clock. It's called The Lowdown, to provide you with the lowdown on coronavirus preparedness within the community. Yesterday, our guest was Larry Ledoux from the school district. He is school superintendent. It's currently spring break here in Kodiak, but Ledoux is, and district staff are, preparing for the possibility of having to educate children remotely. That includes delivering meals to children who would normally eat at school and equipping individual homes with internet to facilitate distance learning. His primary priority, he said, during yesterday's Lowdown program, is safety, then education. Ledoux says that Kodiak's mix of rural and urban schools makes educating 2,300 children a unique challenge in this situation. Last week, the district moved to extend spring break by 1 week to give teachers a chance to prepare if schools need to be shut down. Next week, Ledoux says they will be reaching out to parents to assess how best to support each family in a remote learning environment. If the district does move to distance learning, there will be a call-in line available for parents in the evenings for technical support, education support, and counseling services. Ledoux was one of our guests on Monday's program of Lowdown, and that's a program that we've set up to discuss local coronavirus preparedness and what people in Kodiak need to do to take care of themselves. Today's guest was Safeway manager Mike Murray, and then tomorrow we have the city manager, police chief, and the borough manager, who'll be speaking about the local emergency services preparations. That goes on live at 9 o'clock each weekday morning, and we will be posting shows to kmxt.org/lowdown. Our regular website, kmxt.org/lowdown. We're still working on that, and there'll be things on the homepage to help you find that when we get it all set up. Kodiak Mariners are now able to communicate with the Coast Guard on a newly repaired VHF tower on Raspberry Island. We have this report. The Raspberry Island Tower is one of two U.S. Coast Guard communication sites that have been down for more than 120 days, or more than 4 months. The other is at Gull Point. A third, located at Duke Island, was also fixed after an extended period of being out of service. The towers are used to reach remote areas of Alaska with the Coast Guard's emergency distress band. VHF channel 16 is line of sight only, so a person can only transmit or send to another radio within a small area. Coast Guard 17th District External Affairs Officer Lyle Kessler said that there is much work yet to do.
There's still some repairs that are needed at those sites. For instance, some of the solar panels are still damaged at one of the sites, and there's multiple generators at each site. One of the generators still needs some repairs at one of the sites, but both those sites are currently operational.
Replacing the generators at the sites is part of a long-range plan, though much of the work may be completed this summer. Kessler says the Raspberry Island Tower is on the Shelikof Strait side. He credited better weather in part for the rapid progress. VHF channel 16 isn't the only communications essential that is back up and working. Mariners should be able to hear the weather broadcast again. Kessler says the weather radios are separate from VHF channel 16, but are located on the same towers. He said the four weather radios that were not broadcasting around the island are back in service. In other news, former Kodiak representative, who now represents part of Anchorage, was charged by state prosecutors on Friday with voter misconduct and unlawful interference with voting. Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux was in a House floor session in Juneau while Attorney General Kevin Clarkson announced the charges at a press conference in Anchorage.
This essentially involves criminal conduct related to falsely registering to vote and voting in a district in which the individual does not reside, and the solicitation of the individual to register and vote unlawfully.
Ledoux said in a statement that she was innocent of all charges. The charges stem from an investigation into the 2018 Republican House primary. 5 days before the primary election, the State Division of Elections told the Alaska State Troopers that there appeared to be irregularities with absentee ballot applications in Ledoux's district, according to the charging statements. The document's investigation led to more than 25 search warrants over the next several months. The warrants led to text messages to and from Ledoux and others, including her former chief of staff, Lisa Simpson, that raised concerns. Prosecutors say Ledoux texted to encourage people to vote in her district in 2014, even after they told her they no longer lived there. Ledoux won the election by 117 votes over Aaron Weaver. Simpson and her adult son, Caden Vaught, was charged with various crimes in connection with the investigation. Prosecutors say they served Ledoux a summons. Ledoux said in a written statement, quote, "Earlier today, I learned of the charges from the Department of Law. Because this is a pending legal matter, I cannot comment about the details other than to state that I am innocent of all charges and look forward to clearing my name in a court of law," unquote. Ledoux has worked as a lawyer, but she isn't currently practicing. One of the charges against Ledoux was for felony voter misconduct, which carries a sentence of up to 5 years in jail. She also faces 9 misdemeanor charges. The charges will go to a grand jury, which will determine whether or not to proceed in a trial. And that was provided to us by Andrew Kitchiman with KTOO in Juneau. Finally, in other news, this is coronavirus news. The University of Alaska is making more changes to the COVID-19 situation, rather, they are making more changes as the COVID-19 situation worsens. According to a Monday letter from UA President Jim Johnson, the university has committed to an online classes for the rest of the semester, including closing campus dorms with only rare exceptions, and has canceled all graduation ceremonies. Johnson's letter also said that the university is trying to arrange for as many employees as possible to work from home and make provisions for child care, which is including use of administrative leave. The dorms are scheduled to close today, and Johnson says the university can arrange for shipping of belongings for those students who are not in town, adding that the campus chancellors are working to provide prorated refunds for room and board charges. We don't have time for the full story about small businesses around the state and how they're dealing with the COVID-19 virus. But in this story, reporter Elizabeth Jenkins with Alaska Public Media says, as of Tuesday morning, today, 3 people in Alaska have tested positive for COVID-19, but other tests are still being determined. That again comes from Elizabeth Jenkins, who is in Juneau. I think I might have said Anchorage. She is in Juneau. So there are now 3 people who have tested positive in Alaska. A reminder, tonight, change of schedule. NPR is providing election coverage live, and we will be airing that. The program is scheduled to start at 4 o'clock Alaska time and run till 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. We'll air the coverage in its entirety, and that would mean preempting All Things Considered, local news, and Alaska News Nightly this evening. If you're on HD3, we'll have two alternative news magazines, Climate One and Here and Now. So that again is this afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. That's it for the midday report. Coming up next, Lainey Welch with Alaska Fish Radio.
The local news is supported in part by Ardinger's Fine Furnishings, home of the Tempur-Pedic Ergo Collection and the Tempur-Pedic Breeze, made especially for those who sleep hot. The Breeze cushions and supports you while channeling excess heat away from the mattress. Tempur-Pedic's Ergo Base allows you to move the bed into multiple ergonomic positions for sleeping or relaxing. 486-5554.
And by Arctic Physical Therapy Services, Incorporated. Professional rehabilitation for all your physical therapy needs. We repair the world's most complex machine. 813 Mill Bay Road, 486-4499.
This is Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. Today is St. Patrick's Day, and there is a St. Paddy's Day fish story. I'll tell you more after this.
Integrated Marine Systems is the leader in marine refrigeration in Alaska. Simple, reliable, built to last. Visit imspacific.com.
The Alaska Marine Safety Education Association is offering marine safety instructor training in Seward, April 20th to 25th. Learn more at amc.org.
Today is St. Patrick's Day, celebrated by folks of Irish descent around the world. St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, where he ministered in the 5th century. March 17th marks the day he died. Legend credits Patrick with bringing Christianity to Ireland and for banishing snakes. Although there are no traces of snakes ever living on the island, Patrick also gets credit for popularizing the shamrock. He used the three-leafed clover to teach the Christian concept of the Holy Trinity. There is a fish angle to the story. St. Patrick's Day falls smack in the middle of Lent, a time of strict fasting and restraint for Christians in Ireland and elsewhere. But the old bans on boozing or eating meat don't apply on St. Paddy's Day. In fact, since the 11th century, meat has been eaten during Lent in honor of the patron saint. It's called St. Patrick's fish, but it's really roast pork. It stems from a legend that says Patrick had tucked away a piece of pork during Lent in case he couldn't resist the temptation. But he was soon filled with remorse. An angel appeared, telling him to throw the roast pork into the river, where, you guessed it, the meat was transformed into a school of fish. On March 17th, stories say, the sun didn't set, and it shone for 12 days and nights. It's also said that every year on the day of St. Patrick's death, fish rise from the sea and pass by his altar. 17 centuries later, St. Patrick's fish is still eaten in Ireland on this day. Find links to Alaska fish catches and more at alaskafishradio.com. Fish Radio is also brought to you by Ocean Beauty Seafoods, serving Alaska's fishing communities since 1910. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.
This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Hi, I'm Maggie Wall. I'm kind of laughing to myself here. I got so many pieces of paper. Let us set some of these aside so I can focus on what needs focused on. I did not read this one yesterday, so let me read it today. Beginning Saturday, March 14th, which means ongoing right now, Island Cove Adult Day Program will be suspending services temporarily due to health risk concerns of participants and staff. Island Cove staff will be checking daily with participants and caregivers, as well as providing meals to those who need them. On Monday the 16th, which was yesterday, the Senior Center will not be holding congregant meals at the center until further notice. Seniors in high-risk categories, heart and lung issues or diabetes can get a home-delivered meal by calling the center at 486-6181. Due to recommendations for all people 60 and older being in a higher risk category, people need to have social distance and be 6 feet away. Those participating who regularly eat a meal at the center is encouraged to do the meal drive-through, which is being set up at the center's back door from noon until 1 o'clock. Staff will bring meals to the vehicles. Regular menu of soup, salad, and entree will be delivered. Donations for all meals is $7. The center will be able to answer questions and assist individuals with benefits from 8:30 to 5 p.m. each weekday, but they will meet with individuals one at a time and keep social distance. We will keep participants and the community informed of any changes of this service plan as we become aware of it. If you need any information, you can call the Senior Center at 486-6181. 486-6181. And just as a side note, Pat Branson will be our guest on the Lowdown program on Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning. That's our new program to bring in people, experts, and others around town, medical and people who are providing services, bringing us update information on what's going on with the coronavirus and how it's being handled here in Kodiak. So that'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow we have the city mayor, city manager, borough manager, and city police chief. Pat Branson, who is the city mayor, is the senior citizens organization's executive director, but she'll be coming in on Friday to talk about specifically the senior center and activities there. She'll have on her senior hat, not her city hat, at that point. Speaking of the city, Kodiak City Council will hold a special meeting on Wednesday, tomorrow. It begins at 1:30 in the City Library Multipurpose Room. The public portion of the meeting is open to the public by teleconference only. Public comment call-in number is 486-8610. For additional information, you can call the City Clerk's Office at 486-8636. And I will be calling them to see if we can find out how you can get access to that meeting that they're going to make teleconference be challenging to call in when you don't know what they're doing in the meeting. The emergency meeting agenda for the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly has been posted. This meeting will be on Thursday, March 19th. It too will be telephonic. It begins at 6:30, and I believe the KMXT will be broadcasting this one because it is in the Borough Assembly chambers. But we will confirm that as time goes on. Everything is rather fluid here right now. So many changes, and we're trying our best to only give you the information as we have it available to us. This meeting of the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly, this emergency meeting, was called by mayor and deputy presiding officer. There's a roll call, citizens comments. That's when you can talk for 3 minutes on any topic. And the consideration of matters in the call for this special meeting is emergency ordinance to allow regular meetings to be conducted via teleconference. And what it is doing is declaring an emergency and amending the borough code to allow this to happen. And I believe emergency meeting, I've covered lots of borough and city meetings in my day, and first time I know of an emergency meeting, but that doesn't mean it's the only time it's happened in all these many years. City Council is meeting in the library. However, the public library itself is closed. All library activities will be postponed or canceled through the end of the month. A decision to close the library was made on Monday, and then a decision on how library materials could be delivered should we be closed. So they're working on that, making it possible for you to still have access to things at the library. The Kodiak History Museum is joining Alaska schools in closure to limit close personal contact until further information about COVID-19 virus is available. Our priority is to support the Kodiak community and taking precautions and staying safe. Also closed is the swimming pool, the city facilities, the teen center, the ice rink, and all programming at those facilities. They are taking this as a proactive measure in hopes of reducing the impact of COVID-19 on the community. Also, the borough has done a similar thing. The school district has said the pool, the schools, and the gym facilities and the auditorium are closed until further notice. There's a district-wide website where you can get more information, or you can call the superintendent's office at 486-7550. The March for Respect is postponed until further notice to support the community's effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus. We have coming up on Talk of the Rock here in just a few minutes. Two people from the Kodiak Women's Resource and Crisis Center, they will be talking about the March for Respect, just basically that it had been canceled. But they'll also have a lot of information about the services that are provided by the Women's Crisis Center and information about things going on in the community. So that'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments. I'm going to finish up this Island Messenger with the weather. Partly cloudy today. 40 degrees tonight, 34 degrees. Sunrise came up at 8:18, sets tomorrow. I'm going to say that again, sets today at 8:19. We're just like almost 50-50 here. Tomorrow comes up at 8:15. We have 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight. It's a gain of 5 minutes from yesterday. That's it for this afternoon's Island Messenger. Remember, 5 o'clock, that whole block will be missing because we'll be joining NPR election coverage at 4 o'clock live from Washington and other parts of the country. Have a nice afternoon. I'm Maggie Wall.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 3 times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., during the Midday Report at 12:20, and in the evening at 7 o'clock. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.